Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let me just kind of give you very quickly the latest on the coronavirus. There's a lot. Again, it's called COVID-19, but it's easier to do coronavirus because some people still aren't ready to hear COVID. We're at a unfortunate death toll of close to 1,900. It's infected almost 73,000 people. The majority of the cases, I think 72,600 of them, are in still China. They are the next, shall we say, most numerous group, I believe, is on that Royal Princess cruise ship in Japan. And investigators are thinking this is an absolute cluster in terms of how they handled it, because it might have just caused more people to become sick. These forced quarantines, I told you, scare the hell out of people. And if they're not done right, cruise ship is by no means something that could have that reverse filtration and the type of system to contain an outbreak. But keeping a bunch of people on the ship, I think now they have at least 500 people sickened with coronavirus. I need to double check the numbers. So unfortunately, this two-week cruise ship quarantine has been a cluster and an epic fail in that a bunch of tourists were trapped on the Diamond Princess, and then as more people, apparently another 88 people just got sick, so there's a grand total of 542 people now on the ship. Now, somebody could say, well, they were exposed and they were going to get sick anyway, but a lot of the passengers, I don't think, feel that way. They were like, we wanted to get the hell off, and we couldn't because we were quarantined and now we got sick. Now, there's been a lot of discussion of how, well, you know, this only really, you know, hurts sick people and healthy people might not get sick. No, don't underestimate how bad this could be. In fact, if you have a heart condition, if you have diabetes, if you have asthma, COPD, this could be very deadly. I mean, remember, the flu has killed how many? Over 10,000 deaths, over 20 million people affected by the flu this year. And we've had more deaths than coronavirus combined, obviously. Every year we have major flu deaths. Why? Not because so much the flu kills, but because you could get a pneumonia, because if you have a vulnerable heart, you could have a heart condition. So any sort of nasty bug that gets into your system, if you're not 100% healthy, could be deadly. And how many of you know how healthy you are? Do you guys get heart checks? Do you go to the doctor often? Do you, you know, many of you could be diabetic. Many of you could have issues and you just chalk it up to something else. So the idea that, well, you know, I'm good, I'm okay. No, just keep in mind that we really don't know what we're dealing with this virus. They say the coronavirus kills 15% of those over 80. We don't have a lot of people over 80 considering the rest of the population, but still, that means if you have an 80-year-old in the family, you don't want them getting coronavirus. They also are saying that this is 20 times more infectious than SARS. SARS was the outbreak, the severe acute respiratory syndrome that we had an outbreak in 2002-2003 that killed about 734 people. I need to double check the number on that. They're saying this is 20 times more infectious. So we're hearing reports that in China, they're throwing away money. They have little disinfecting robots, but there's this panic about people not wanting to touch food, not touch money, so they're trying to disinfect money and even just destroy money. Seeing money destroyed is kind of hard, you know, for any of us to watch. But why? Well, because they're worried about how long coronavirus can last on a surface. Now, we don't know what this COVID could do and how long it could last on a surface. Cousin coronaviruses, and remember, it's in a big family. The coronavirus is a huge family. they could last anywhere to like 9 days, they say. Now, we're not talking about this coronavirus, but other coronaviruses could last for days. HIV, we talked about HIV. When I was in medical school, we learned that it could only live on an outside surface for about 4 hours. Now they're saying no. HIV can last, unfortunately, in dried blood for days. Hepatitis could last for weeks on a contaminated surface. Most colds shouldn't live that long on a contaminated surface, but it can. Norovirus, which we see in cruise ships, those can also last for days. So, you know, we used to think you needed a host respiratory droplet as long as it's in a nice, warm, 98.6 degree, fluid droplet, it would live, and once it dries or gets out into the air, it would die. Maybe a lot of them do, but at this point, we just don't know. And so if we've seen other family members of viruses live for days, if not weeks, outside on a surface, with coronavirus, we just need to kind of expect the worst. Now, they have found, though not so much with COVID-19, but with other coronaviruses, things like Lysol and disinfectants with alcohol, you do pretty well. They could kill it within minutes. There was a meme going around Facebook showing how Lysol knew about the coronavirus. They didn't know about this coronavirus. Coronavirus has been a virus around for decades. And so one of the labels had suggested that it could kill coronavirus. Again, we're talking about maybe coronavirus that could cause cold. We don't necessarily know if that could, affect coronavirus that causes SARS. But in terms of this virus and how long it could last on a surface, we have to say we don't know. But according to the other ones, it could last days. Okay? So that's another thing we're kind of watching. In terms of what's happening in China, again, they're trying to contain. We got some bad news that the head of the first hospital that had fought it, Liu Zeming, director of Wuchang Hospital, Wuhan, he has died himself of the virus. A lot of the nurses and doctors, they didn't leave, they didn't run. They stayed put and they, worked and they helped. But it does require us to realize what happens when you cause people to be in a closed quarter and how much exposure could a healthy person take until they succumb to the illness. That ophthalmologist or neurologist that had told people about the disease, again, succumbed to it. And healthy 30-some-year-old guy. So we need to probably rethink how we're doing the quarantines, because these really confined places might unfortunately be more of a cause of the breeding of it rather than the virus just being very virulent. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this complacency we have with antibiotics and superbugs is now starting to affect our cancer fight. A huge headline we're going to be talking about a little bit later today is how these antibiotic-resistant superbugs could cause a lot of our chemotherapy to be ineffective because people are unfortunately going to be getting infection. Now, also extremely important in the cancer fight is our blood supply. And here to speak with us is Dr. Yvette Miller, Executive Medical Officer at the American Red Cross, here to kind of talk about how our blood supply is just as crucial in our need to fight cancer. Dr. Miller, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you having you coming on.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Great, great. Okay, so tell us what's been going on in terms of American Red Cross's fight with cancer or against cancer.
So the American Red Cross has this wonderful new partnership with the American Cancer Society. So it's two iconic organizations joining together to support the needs of patients who are fighting cancer. So when a person, of course, has cancer, they receive chemotherapy and radiation and other treatments that can have a devastating impact on the body in general, but specifically on the bone marrow. Sometimes that's an intended consequence. You want to affect the bone marrow, and sometimes it's, you know, an unintended consequence. But nevertheless, when a person is recovering, they need a blood transfusion, which has some of the important other things that a person needs to recover, you know, proteins and clotting factors, as well as antibodies that the body needs to recover.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's called the Give Blood to Give Time Partnership. I love that. I mean, two of my favorite organizations, American Red Cross, American Cancer Society, joining together for this. You know, I don't have the number of how many people are currently fighting cancer. I think every one of us listening to the show knows somebody who's currently in a fight or has previously had to fight, and they needed blood. And I think there's an underestimation of how many people need blood, not just so much for trauma, but for cancer treatment.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the statistic is that one in three individuals in their lifetime will develop cancer. And approximately 25% of the blood that we collect actually is used for transfusion to support patients that are undergoing treatment for cancer. So, you know, the need is constant and always there for folks to come in and donate so that blood can be available for patients who are being treated for cancer.
Absolutely. And there are multiple ways we could help. What I love about the American Red Cross and multiple blood banks is, you know, it's not necessarily, you know, something that only wealthy people could help. I mean, any one of us could donate blood. Any one of us could save a life. One pint could save up to three lives. It's a fantastic way to give back and to help. And it's not even, you know, something that is kind of voluntary. This is something that I think, especially with the number of people that we have having cancer and fighting cancer in the millions, it's almost kind of vital. It's something that I think needs to be, you know, kind of not considered as a, well, I think I'll do it. I think this is something that I know for me, I make sure I donate at least three times a year.
Absolutely. So only 3% of the population donates blood, so millions of people are eligible to donate, but only about 3% of individuals donate on a regular basis. So we are in constant need because such a small percentage of the population are our regular donors, and it is a very simple thing to do. It takes about an hour. You have to be feeling healthy and well, weigh at least 110 pounds, which, of course, most of us do. And
I'm joking. Man, I hit that in, I think, the fourth grade.
So, and in most states, individuals who are 17 years and older can donate. If you're 16, there has to be parental consent. But again, most people do meet those eligibility criteria. And you come into a donation site, and it takes about an hour. And not that for whole blood, you can also donate platelets, which is another procedure where the only product that you donate is platelets. That takes a little bit longer, and it's done on an automated device. But platelets only last for 5 days versus whole blood, which can last up to 42 days. So the need for platelets is even more critical than whole blood donation. And individuals who are being treated for cancer, again, because their bone marrow is affected, they absolutely are in need for platelet transfusion. So it's incredibly critical.
Absolutely. We're talking to Dr. Yvette Miller, Executive Medical Officer at the American Red Cross. You know, when you lose your blood cells in the fight of cancer, because unfortunately you have a lot of innocent bystander cells that get involved, when somebody loses their platelets, they're at risk of bleeding to death. And so platelets per se need to be, you know, very highly concentrated and administered to allow people to not have, you know, bleeds. And it's an unintended consequence that happens while you're trying to battle a cancer. We talked about melanoma on the air. We've talked about breast cancer, prostate cancer, things like that, and, you know, a lymphoma, leukemia, platelets. I can't even begin to talk about how many times cancer patients need those.
Yeah. Cancer patients probably need platelet transfusions more often than they need whole blood infusions. So, again, platelets only last for 5 days, so that need is absolutely critical. Mm-hmm. And so for those who want to donate, and we encourage all of your millions of listeners to go to giveblood givetime.org and make that appointment to donate. And then the other important piece of that, once you make that appointment to donate, please keep that appointment. Understanding that sometimes things get in the way when you make an appointment, but the critical piece is the follow-through to keep that appointment.
Absolutely. You know, so you were bringing up how, you know, the blood could last on the shelf for 42 days. We're seeing life-threatening flooding in the south, what's been going on in the southern states with the cresting of the rivers. And many of those people that now have had to evacuate, obviously, if they were regular donors, they can't donate. And, you know, people may not realize that when we do have floods or hurricanes or earthquakes or fires, this is the time when those of us who are healthy and kind of safe need to step up and, you know, be able to help put blood on the shelves that could be distributed to those areas in need.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. And so natural disasters, floods, hurricanes, and we just have a rash of tornadoes in my area. And so whenever there's any type of disaster like that, the folks in that area who are regular donors, they're not able to donate. So donors from all over the country have to help increase our blood supply in those situations so that everybody all over the country will not suffer from the lack of those donors being able to donate. So that's why it's important for individuals to absolutely roll up their sleeves and donate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're in the peak flu season right now with January, February. With flu, you have a lot of people that make an appointment, then all of a sudden they start feeling sick, they panic, they don't go in and get blood. And so unfortunately the shortage that we're in, we don't really see an end too quickly in sight until we come out of it. Again, another reason to plea for anybody who's kind of healthy right now to be able to go and donate. And it's really easy. You know, they give you cookies and there's water and also. So, by the way, a lot of you will get off work. If you tell your employer you're donating blood or you bring an American Red Cross van to your place of work, a lot of times you could on the clock, you could be on the clock, people, give blood.
So we absolutely do, you know, encourage people to donate. And there are many sponsors who do indeed host blood drives at their work site. So we absolutely encourage people to host a blood drive at their workplace or at their church or synagogue, as well as, you know, their social groups and include definitely when you donate, take somebody with you. And certainly if you can sponsor a blood drive, that is wonderful. And I'm glad you mentioned about cold and flu. You're right, because we're still in the midst of the cold and flu season, and so again, one of the primary criteria to donate is feeling healthy and well. So we do, you know, discourage people when you're not feeling healthy and well, do not come in to donate. Even though you are a trooper and you want to do that, if you're not feeling healthy and well, do not donate. So because we're still in the midst of cold and flu season, we really do need people again to step up to the plate and go to giveblood2givetime.org and make a donation and schedule a donation. And if you are not eligible to donate, you can always make a financial donation as well to support the American Red Cross and American Cancer Society.
A lot of equipment is needed. Absolutely. We're gearing up for National Blood Donation Week that's going to be this September. We are looking for people who can host drives throughout the summer and in September, just anytime you can host drives, we'll take you. Dr. Yvette Miller, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back. Again, one more time, give the website on where they could donate or get more information.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia. So the website to make a donation, your blood donation as well as a financial donation if you feel that's for you, giveblood2givetime.org. Again, giveblood2givetime.org. And thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia.
Bless you for you and everything your team does. All right, take care. Can't wait to have you back. All right, guys, we will, when we come back, let's talk about antibiotic-resistant superbugs and what they're doing next. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Billionaire Michael Bloomberg's rise in the polls will put him on the stage for Wednesday's Democratic presidential debate. The former New York City mayor got 19% support in the latest poll, qualifying him to take the stage in Las Vegas with other Democrats. As the Bloomberg ads continue in Nevada, Mayor Pete is reminding everyone,
"So what I'm asking of you is to spread whatever sense of hope made you think it was worth it to spend this time right here together today, and to share that with anybody you know who will be more convinced by a word from you than they will be by an ad from me about the value of getting involved."
The jury is deliberating in the rape trial of disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein. On Tuesday, the defense counsel raised an issue with one of the jurors and asked for an alternate, but it's not clear if the judge is seriously considering the request. Weinstein is facing 5 counts of rape and predatory sexual assault. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, I do telemedicine. Help patients online. It's one of the most exploding areas in medicine right now where people can talk to a doctor in their pajamas at home, on the phone, on a video. Not have to go into a doctor's office. It's not the same as seeing a doctor. We are not able to do a lot of things that obviously a doctor can do in person. But there are a lot of things we can do over the phone. And so it's a very new and exciting way of administering medicine. A lot of us older doctors still kind of scratch our heads on, you know, how we're losing some of the art of medicine when we do it. But then again, we're increasing access to people who never go to the doctor. So there's a lot of pros, a lot of cons, but it's the wave of the future. A big, though, criticism many people have with telemedicine is they have a tough time getting an antibiotic. And they get mad. They get furious. Every day I get chewed out by somebody who wants a Z-Pak, who wants an antibiotic. And they get very frustrated when we can't. And the reason why we can't is because with telemedicine, there are guidelines. If somebody calls and says, yeah, I have strep throat, I need an antibiotic, we can't just hand them an antibiotic. They have to, you know, they have to satisfy certain criteria. And if the criteria signifies they have a virus, we are not allowed to give an antibiotic for that. So I tell people, if you really think you have a bacteria, go in and get seen. They can swab you for strep. You know, they could also rule out that it's not flu. They could look at your ears to see if it's an ear infection. So your in-person doctor has a little better idea, obviously, of seeing if you have something that is worthy of getting an antibiotic. But people are getting mad. They're getting angry. Some of them outright nasty if they aren't getting an antibiotic. People want their antibiotics. And we did this. Doctors in my generation did this because people would want one. We were like, okay, you want an antibiotic? Fine. You know, ratings came out. Yelp, we realized that people would rip you a new one and lie about things. They wouldn't say, well, I want an antibiotic. The doctor wouldn't give it to me. They would, you know, come up with lies and you know, to try if they got mad. And so people getting mad, unfortunately, steered a lot of ways that we did medicine. It was about, well, the customer, we want to make sure the customer's happy. And still, there's a lot of push right now to make sure the customer's happy until we get to antibiotics. And antibiotic resistance is going up so much, and we're having superbugs, that people are freaked out about what this can do. Not only can people, unfortunately, be affected by an infectious disease, but it could render chemotherapy ineffective within the next decade. So British oncologists have, in this study, or in this report, have discussed how chemotherapy might be wiped out, meaning its efficacy might be wiped out, because if you are giving somebody chemotherapy to help fight cancer, it suppresses the immune system, like we just talked about with Dr. Yvette Miller. So if your immune system is down and you get a superbug, you could die. So if we want to fight cancer and we have all these superbugs around us, what's the point in bringing down your immune system if you're going to get a superbug and die the next week? Which means we might not be able to give chemotherapy then. And most of our advances in cancer is because we have some damn good chemotherapeutic agents. And so you see what's happening. We're making such progress with cancer. We have chemotherapy. Yes, it could floor your immune system, which is very scary. People might need blood. People might need to be in the hospital, etc. But if we think that you are going to be at risk from all these superbugs that are growing and expanding, etc., and pervading, we might have to hold off the chemotherapy. Like right now with coronavirus, I'd really like to know what they're doing with cancer patients right now. You have people in the middle of cancer and chemotherapy now for the last 6 weeks. Coronavirus in China has affected almost 72,650 people. What are they doing with those that have had chemotherapy? Do we know if any of them have, you know, succumbed to the disease and died from coronavirus or been affected? There's been about 1,700 or almost 1,900 deaths. So we're working really, really hard to come up with new chemotherapeutic agents. We are working so, you know, fastidiously on fighting cancer in a variety of different means. But when we do fight cancer, you get leveled. If we have the landscape that everybody's predicting that we're going to have within this next decade with superbugs, you aren't going to be able to get chemotherapy. Because they're going to say, look, you'll die of a superbug before the cancer kills you. That's a problem. A survey of 100 cancer doctors found that 95% worried about the rise of superbugs. Well, I don't know what the other 5% were thinking. Some 46% of those surveyed said they believe drug-resistant infections could make chemotherapy unviable. The average cancer doctor in the survey had 23% of their patients develop an infection during treatment. So if about a fifth of them get infected with something, that number is going to rise. More than a third required surgery for their cancer, with 5% of those patients developing a drug-resistant infection. So how does, you know, drug resistance happen? Well, overuse of antibiotics is a biggie. So we give antibiotics for, you know, colds and bronchitises and sniffles. We did that a lot. People asked for it. We wanted to make them happy. We didn't want them to sue. That was another thing that was going on. We had the rise of the lawsuits. People got sued if you didn't give them treatment or without treatment. So doctors were like, fine, take the antibiotic. Just don't sue. So antibiotic doling out skyrocketed in the late 90s, early 2000s. So if somebody takes an antibiotic and they have some bacteria, okay, and the bacteria doesn't die, the bacteria wakes up from that wave of assault going, whoa, whoa, what happened here? And then, because it's alive, it's going to reproduce, make baby bacteria, and those baby bacteria probably have the genes to survive that antibiotic. So the more you use antibiotics, the more you force bacteria in nature to survive the antibiotic. No, it doesn't make sense, but that's, you know, I mean, we needed penicillin. I mean, we needed penicillin to be discovered and used. It saved, you know, many soldiers' lives in the 40s during World War II, and we are so grateful that we had antibiotics. But it gave rise to nastier and nastier bugs. So CDC is kind of trying to deal with the antibiotic resistance rise. They say more than 2.8 million antibiotic resistance infections occur in the U.S. each year. 2.8 million. We see about 35,000 deaths every year because of that. In addition, there's 224,000 cases of Clostridium difficile. That had occurred in patients in which 12,800 people died in 2017. So in 2019, at the end of 2019, a couple months ago, the CDC released antibiotic resistance threats in the United States, calling for continued action to combat this threat and save lives. So what are they, how are they approaching this? Well, they want to increase prevention in the community. CDC is concerned, obviously, and people asking for antibiotics and doctors giving out antibiotics are an issue. We want to definitely get people vaccinated. If they get vaccinated for pneumonia, maybe they won't need to, you know, be on 2-3 weeks of antibiotics for pneumonia. Healthcare providers need to follow infection prevention and control recommendations. We, again, this is going to be very, very hard to do as we skyrocket with telemedicine, but still, healthcare has to step up. We have to watch for emerging threats. There's Aspergillus fumigatus, Mycoplasma genitalium, Bordella pertussis. These are things that might become more drug resistant. And then we also have to look at other alternatives. Do we need to use light? Do we need to use viruses to, you know, fight bacteria, more vaccines? So we got our work cut out for us. 1-877-DOCVALLEY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael wants to know if our coronaviruses in America are being kept quiet. Okay, I can't even venture to start entertaining any conspiracy theories on that because, you know, as we watch and see what's happening in China and Hong Kong with their economies, it is going to be disastrous if America... Not only is this disastrous from a medical standpoint, but from an economic standpoint, if many of the possible corona-like cases actually get tested, I just don't think we've been widespread testing, come up as we have hundreds or however many cases we might have in the United States, that is going to derail the American economy. And we're already seeing a trickle effect from Apple. Don't want to say this with any authority, but we aren't quarantining and we aren't testing as judiciously as they are in China. And so whether that's on purpose so that there's not the big scare, or whether it's because they just haven't implemented a way where we could get to all the, you know, I guess, little medical clinics that are out there throughout the whole entire United States and offer them testing. Right now, all we can do is if we do suspect a case, we get the patient to the health department, have the health department or to the hospital, and then the health department works with the CDC to test them. We don't have enough of these kits to test everybody. And so a big rumor out there in theory is that there are people with coronavirus in America. They got better on their own. Nobody knows if they had coronavirus. There's flu, there's coughs and colds going around, people are sick. As long as nobody's dying, nobody knows anything about it. And so that's one theory. The other is, we did a damn good job containing it. And we don't have it here. I'd like to entertain that theory. I'd like to entertain that. The thing is it's not what you say or I say, or what the government says, it's what people think. And so, we're seeing in Houston, restaurants getting hit. And restaurants throughout the United States getting hit from this coronavirus outbreak in China. At Shabu House in Houston's Chinatown, according to USA Today, Asian comfort food is on the menu. Hot pots of steaming soup filled with customers' choice of meat and vegetables. Yummy, especially during the winter. But since the coronavirus grabbed headlines, the restaurant has been half empty. Apparently, Debbie Chen, one of Shabu House's owners, said pretty much all the restaurants in our entire shopping plaza are down. Anywhere from 50% to 75%, depending on the day. It's pretty challenging for all of us. At Yingji Changfen, a restaurant in Manhattan's Chinatown, business has dropped about 40% since the first cases of coronavirus were reported. And the dip is noticeable, especially at lunchtime. They say not only has his restaurant lost business because of fewer Chinese tourists visit the USA, but Chinese students at colleges who used to crowd the eatery tables are also missing. Airlines have canceled flights. During the Chinese New Year, the students go back to China, and now they can't come back to school. So we have a lot of students that were supposed to come back, right, before school. Remember, college a lot of times doesn't reopen until third week of January. So the flights had been stopped right around that time, so you have a lot of students who were supposed to come back to campus that couldn't. So now you have not only that population that might not be frequenting the stores, the restaurants, but you also have people that like going for Chinese food that are maybe fearful of not of going into a place where they might be around those who might have traveled to China. They say with much of Chinese manufacturing workforce sidelined, the U.S. auto industry can't get the imported parts that it needs to make cars. Chinese factories that make iPhones have been mostly shuttered for weeks. Now, the New York Post is talking about their economy. They say New York doesn't make cars, but we already have enough phones, but our biggest, quote, trade is people. New York is now cut off from one of its most lucrative sources of outside revenue to the local economy, Chinese tourism. New York is being hit, California is being hit, by the lack of Chinese tourism. And they say cut off, according to the New York Post, is not an exaggeration. Foreign nationals who have visited China in the past 14 days may not enter the U.S., according to the White House. So, airlines have canceled nearly all their flights. This is indefinitely, I think it's till April 21, but until this virus outbreak gets contained. And remember how long it took with Ebola. Right now, I would agree that flights are probably canceled indefinitely until they can figure out what's going on. Now, tourism is huge. Last year, New York welcomed close to 67 million travelers, nearly 14 million of them from abroad. Now, I live in Vegas. I'm not exactly sure what happened. In terms of Chinese New Year, we usually get a lot of tourists. For Vegas, we have a very strong domestic sort of tourism. So we probably did pick a hit, you know, from foreign travel, but I think domestically we're still doing okay. But the according to New York City, they say Chinese people remain the top spenders on a per-person, per-trip basis. They say Chinese people spend $6,500 per person on U.S. visits. So, once we start to see the after effects, because also remember, if China's economy is slowed down and factories are shuttered, people, even if businesses open up, what they're saying that's happening in China is even when businesses open back up, you don't have the workers because a lot of them are quarantined. Or they're afraid to go out and get sick. So when you have people fearful like that, China's going to take a long time to get back up and running. The government is almost going to have to, with its same techniques to quarantine people, they might have to force people back to work. And it's just a mess. So in America, you know, are we keeping things quiet? I don't think we're keeping things quiet. You know, we have cases confined to 7 states, 15 people. We do have hundreds of people placed under quarantine. When one comes up positive, we are required by the CDC, or the CDC is required to report it. So I don't think they are, per se, going to hide the numbers of coronaviruses, per se. I just don't know how many people are going to be tested and how many people are going to successfully evade quarantine. So I hope that kind of answers the question. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So statin medications are one of my favorite medications. They get a lot of criticism, a lot of heat. But statin medications, I think, protect against heart disease, help fight cholesterol. I love it. Now they're saying that statins could cut the risk of ovarian cancer. They say statins lower cholesterol, not only by targeting and blocking the HMG-CoA reductase enzyme inhibitor, but a genetic study of 64,000 women found that some naturally exhibit lower levels of the enzyme, and they have an estimated 40% lower risk of ovarian cancer. So if we use this medication and these people mimic those women that have lower levels of the enzyme, they might be able to then slash ovarian cancer risk. So Bristol University looked at 64,000 women's genetic makeup, and they weren't sure if they took statins or not. But they found that 4,100 women die a year of ovarian cancer. It's called the silent killer because when we do find it, it's kind of more advanced stage. Now, we really don't have screening methods. You know, we could run a blood test, do an ultrasound, but we can't really do that for screening because the risks outweigh the benefits, according to USPSTF. But when they looked at these women, they found that those that carried less of that enzyme, that HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor, were less prone to have ovarian cancer. Well, that's exactly the same enzyme that statins block. So this could be pretty cool. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
K Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.